So I want to thank all of you tonight. Thank you, Jan. Yay, Mad Women.
Yeah.
I write a lot about family. I lost both my parents in the last year and a half, and my younger son passed away a little 8 and a half years ago from drug addiction. So a lot of what I write is about my family. This first poem is called Island in the Sky, Canyonlands National Park. Time bends. Arches frame blue sky, a mad geometry of wind, rain, freeze, thaw. Sheer cliff walls, flecks of mica, streaks of black across umber, an ancient language. Petroglyphs on a lower layer, an antelope perhaps. Astride it, a priestess. Scrubby vegetation, every so often a burst of wildflowers. Rough layered stone, trees twisted by the bellow of wind, a few branches in bud, a few branches heavy in death. Yet on this stern land, a valiant beam of red petals and green leaves rooted in rock. If I stare into the flower's heart, I can see the past, back and back and back, when the world was blushed with beginning. The sky held a young sun in its turquoise hands. The souls of my dead, iridescent in luminous light, twirl in mad joy. A high plateau of rust, gray, gold, interspersed with pinyon, juniper. The air is pine and dust. Here, the land of defiant angels, unwilling to leave those who mourn. This is called The Gift, and I wrote it for my mother. Because it is a simple square white box, eager for words, because yours have flown on the wings of memory, because lavender and oak, peonies and pears, gallop and dance, sigh and laugh. Because a fine-tipped pen and blank white pages, because garden and starfish, pine and eagles, movies and lakes, Paris and ice cream. Because your mind is lost in the bathroom, the bedroom, the closet. Because bread does not remember where it goes. Because your tongue is quiet, your mouth is empty, your hands are open. Thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you. These last couple I'm going to read are from my first chapbook, which will be out sometime in 2018. Thank you. And this is the very first poem I ever wrote in Jan's class. And it's called The Last Seder. Your first night home from rehab. I set the table, place china before each seat, adorn the Seder plate with egg and bitter herbs, charoset and lamb shank, place matzah on a white platter, drape it with embroidered cloth. I don't need to go to meetings, I'm fine. I stir matzah ball soup, grate horseradish, roast fragrant meat, place a haggadah by each chair, pour wine into a silver cup to await the prophet Elijah. I'm still going to drink wine. Alcohol is not your drug of choice. You love anything you can crush and inhale. We have our Seder after sundown. You read the first of the four questions. Why is this night different from all other nights? Because on this night, all of us teeter on the sharp edge of pain, tilt slowly toward its open mouth. Thanks. This is called Lamentations. My heart, my life was bereft of peace. I forgot what happiness was. Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 17. In my wallet, a black silk ribbon hidden among quarters and dimes slipped between creased papers scribbled with psalms. A ribbon torn by the rabbi, pinned to our jackets as we swayed in hot July air at the funeral of our son. My fingers glide along its length, grab at change for parking meters, money to pay for dark roast coffee and blueberry scones, my husband's shirts from the cleaners, three white, one sky blue, one pale yellow, shirts he wears every day, matched with silk ties, silk like the ribbon he too still carries, hidden behind credit cards and dollar bills, smudged with his fingerprints as he fumbles to pay for gas. And the last poem I'm going to read is from the chapbook, and it's the title of the chapbook. It's called Fireweed. Your dad and I are drinking Armagnac, listening to Robin Trower singing Spellbound, the record revolving on our old turntable. I'm thinking of you, can almost see you across the room, nodding your head, fingers tapping on your knees. We were spellbound, spellbound. And my thoughts drift west to Idaho, a hike, burnt trees, vibrant fireweed, and the guitars are riffing, drums pouring beats, and I'm sipping my drink, and your dad's nodding his head. We miss you so. The trees are black spears, the fireweed rosy purple, an impressionist painting we walk into, a green-hued lake waiting for us at the end of the uphill trail, 1 foot, then the next, curved switchbacks. And now we're listening to Procol Harum, the record scratchy, the music evocative, an elegy, and you're here, but not really. And the music builds as we crest the ridge, and there's the lake, a dead tree floating just under the surface. Now it's Frank Zappa, cosmic debris booming into the room, and we're sipping our drinks while sitting in caramel-colored chairs in Pittsburgh on a humid August night, but you're not here, as music crescendos around us, dead, blackened trees still standing among the fireweed. The lake is exquisite. Thank you very much.